for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2012 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday morning, July the 5th, 2012. Gene Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on the spirit of worry.
Sister Jean, she is a blessing. I was here for the ladies' meeting, and she was just such a treat.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God. This is the day that you truly made, and we will rejoice and be grateful and thankful. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask that, Lord, that you go before us and make the crooked places straight today, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will increase so I can decrease, Lord. Lord, I ask that the people will open up their ears for the Spirit, so they can hear what the Spirit has to say to them today, Lord God. Lord, open them up clearly, Lord God, that we may know that, Lord, that you are Lord. And Lord, when the word go forth, we know that, Lord, that you have came in and manifest your glory in this place today. And we just give you all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to share with you today, I'm going to be talking about the spirit of worry. The spirit of worry. Earlier today, about 5 minutes to 10, I got a disturbing phone call. And it was my son kind of upset about some things. But immediately after I hung up the phone, I realized the enemy was trying to get me to worry. I had to realize that my situation was not about me. I had to put myself aside and come forth to give the word to you today. Amen? Because if I'm a Christian and I believe Jesus Christ, then I must trust what the word of God says. Amen? Amen. Well, today, again, we're going to talk about the spirit of worry. In the Webster Dictionary, I looked up the spirit of worry. And it says, to harass, are beset with importunity, troublesome, difficult to deal with, or with care and anxiety, to vex, to annoy, to torment, to tease, to fret, to trouble, to plague. When I read that, I realized long time ago I was going through all of those things. And now that Jesus Christ lives in me, I know that I have the victory over worry today. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you today, but worry has taken over my life once. And I didn't understand what was really going on. I didn't realize my authority in Jesus Christ, that I didn't have to bow down to the spirit of worry. Amen. And when I realized that to worry is a sin, and that's when I got it. I said, Lord Jesus, I was sinning. And you spoke to me. He said, yes. You didn't trust me in your situation. So I say to you today, some of you are here. It's not trusting God in your situation, in your circumstances. The spirit of worry has seized you. But today is the day that that spirit will be dethroned. Amen? Amen? Because God is going to live in your life today. When I looked at the spirit vexed, I looked up vexed, and it says to toss back and forth. And how many of you know today, when we worry, we are tossed back and forth, and we can't seem to just get our minds settled. This thing is bugging us, it's worrying us, it's tossing us, it's just eating at us. Amen? And it's to agitate and to disquiet. The spirit of worry do agitate you. It really agitates you. Then I look up the spirit of torment. Extreme pain, anguish, torture, the utmost degree of misery, either the body or mind. Worry affects the whole body. Amen? God do not want us to be bowed down by this spirit. And when I prayed and I said, Lord, what do you want me to bring to Lake Hamilton? Because it's not about me. I want the people to be delivered and set free because that is the purpose of us being here. Amen? Amen? And I believe that this spirit is on the rise to detour our thinking that God would not deliver us. And I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. Amen? The first thing I want to talk about is worrying displays a lack of trust in God. That's what it is. Not trusting God. Your head, the ruler that rules the universe, who knows and holds all power in the palm of his hand. Not trusting God. I believe in my heart that God is really sad when he sees us as Christians don't trust him. Amen? When he look at us, he want to see us that's totally dependent on him. When you allow everyday stresses to dominate your lives, somewhere along the way, we have failed to trust God. When you let the issues, the circumstances overtake you. Amen? Worrying becomes a concern when we fail to realize that God has the ability to confront any situation in our lives. He has the ability to do it. He is the one that rules. Amen? To worry is to assume a responsibility that is not necessary ours to assume. We assume this is how it's supposed to be, but God says, no, it's supposed to be this way. Amen? To worry is a form of self-philosophy to think. It is up to you to take care of your situation. No, it's not. It is for God to take care of your situation. And I believe that when we get that in our hearts and our mind, our spirit and our soul, then God can come in and be Lord in our situation and in our lives. When we look around and we see all the things that's going on in the world, we as Christians begin to worry. I have been noticing lately when I talk to a lot of Christians, they are so worried about the economy and what's going on around them than people who are not saved. Where is your faith today? Where is your faith? Who do you believe today? Do you believe that God rules and reigns in your life? Amen? If God lives in you, then you must trust that he lives. It is time for God's word to come alive in us. Amen? It is time for his word to come alive. Also, worrying is very destructive to us in many ways. It creates a mental burden that can even cause us to grow physically sick. Worry affects our body. It affects our bones, our joints, our nervous system. It affects us. Physical signs of worry. You develop ulcer, heart problems, all these things that is not of God. It is of the devil. The devil desired to see you sick. Amen? But God desired that you be in good health. Amen? What are some of the things that we worry about? Daily provision. How are we going to be able to make it? How are we going to be able to pay our car note? Our house note? How are we going to be able to take care of our children? These are things that God wants to take care and what he wants to worry about. We worried about employment. If I don't have a job, I will lose my house. I will lose my car. I will lose everything. We worry about our future. What would I be in 5 years? What would I be in 10 years? What is going to happen to me? If God take me home, what would happen to my children? All of these things is for God. Amen? We worry about our health. If you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you that you got cancer, you begin to worry. Anxiety come in. And you forget all about that God rules and reigns in your life. And that's when you open the door to the enemy. And he comes in and he just do whatever he wants to do to you. Amen? We worry about our personal relationships. We worry about our marriages, our husbands, our wives. If they're not acting right, things not going right, God wants you to give that to Him. Everything that you are going through is for God to handle it. And He desires, He longs for you to come to Him, to bring it to Him, to lay it at His feet. The Bible tells us to cast every care at His feet because He cares for us. If His word said it, then we must believe it. Amen? This Bible is our instructions. Anything that we are going through in our lives, we can take the Bible and apply to our situation. Amen? We worry about our children. We worry about our family. We worry about our friends. Oh, my child, what am I going to do? You give that child back to God. When my son got in trouble, I said, Lord Jesus Christ, You gave him to me. Now I release him to You. And I say to you today, some of you are sitting here. You're worrying about your children. You're worrying about your family. You're worrying about your friends. But God is the answer. And today that you release those children, family, to God is the day that God can use you. Amen? God wants to use you today. But you got your mind clouded, your bar all down. And this is why you're here today. Because you want to be released of all that junk and all that mess. And you no longer want to be tied down with the spirit of worry. Amen? Amen. Another big thing I had in life, pleasing people. You worried about pleasing people today. But I'm here today to tell you that is not for you to do. God wants you to worry about pleasing Him. We are not here to please people. We are here to please God. Amen? When we please Him, then everything can line up. Amen? That's the number one thing. We worry about our finances, interest rates, the stock market, where we have invested our 501, our 401k plan. Amen? God wants you to invest in His kingdom. And when we invest in God's kingdom, then we know we're going to get good results. Amen? So I say to you today, it is time for us to rethink ourselves and for us to examine ourselves. Do we really, really, really give our situation to God? Do we really know Him today? Do we really know Jesus? Because if you know Him, you would give it to Him. You would release it to Him. Amen? Turn with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 34. And I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible. That's Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 34. And it says, so do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. You'll have something come up today, and I guarantee you'll have something come up tomorrow. Amen? So don't worry about that. Amen? Worry is contrary to the way God wants us to believe. He do not want us to worry. He wants us to believe and have faith in Him for everything in our lives. Amen? Go to Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 23. And I'm coming out of the King James Version with that verse. And it reads, and he that doubt is damned if he eats, because he eats not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If it's not of faith, it's sin. Amen? And then the Amplified Bible came back and said in Romans 14:23, but the man who has doubts, misgivings, an uneasy conscience about eating, and then eats, perhaps because of you, stands condemned before God because he is not true to his convictions and he does not act from faith. For whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. And I thought the Amplified Bible really broke it down. Amen. It broke it down simple and plain. The next thing I want to talk about, worrying puts your focus in the wrong direction. Worrying puts your focus in the wrong direction. When we keep our eyes focused on God, we remember His love for us, and we realize we truly have nothing to worry about because God got it. When we put our focus on God. But when we detour and put it in the wrong directions, then we find ourselves going into a way that we don't want to go, which is the way to worry. Because if we give it to God, then we have the peace. How do you know how to release this? When you release something to Jesus, you feel the peace of God. You don't worry about it. You handle it with such grace. But when you take it upon yourself and try to figure it out and try to work it out, you're troubled, anxiety come in, you're miserable. Amen? That's when you know the difference. When you release something to Him, the peace of God comes over you. When you try to do it yourself, you invite the anxiety in. Amen? Go to Matthew's the 6th chapter, verse 25, and I'm coming out of the Amplifier Bible. That's Matthew's the 6th chapter, verse 25. And it reads, "Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worry about your life. What you should eat, what you should drink, or about your body, what you should put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Don't worry about nothing." He said, don't even worry about what you should wear. And it should be a part of your life where you wake up every morning, "Lord, what do you want me to put on today? Who do you want me to minister today? What do you want me to cook?" He wants our undivided attention. Amen? If Jesus lives in you, then you want Him to direct your life, to operate your life. Amen? This is what you want. You yearn for that. You look forward to meeting with Him in the morning. You look forward to Him directing your path. Amen? This is the nature of God. This is what He wants from His people. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7, coming out of the King James Version. You can just write them down and go over them later if you will. And the scripture reads, "Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." Everything, anything, all of it on Him. He wants to carry it for you. Because you need to be free to do the work of the Lord. How can we minister the word of God effectively when we are weighted down with our problems and worries and all the things of the world? We cannot do it. We want to give Him our whole body and soul. We want to give Him all of us so He can use us. Amen? For His glory. Amen? This is what God yearns from His people. Psalms, the 55th chapter, verse 22, out of the Amplified Bible, reads, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, releasing the weight, releasing the weight, releasing the weight, and He will sustain you." He said, when you release the weight and cast it on Him, He will sustain you through every situation, through every circumstance, because you don't have to worry about it, because He got it. Amen? That's powerful. Amen? He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved. He lives in you. You're righteous. So therefore, He would not allow you to be moved. That's the promise unto you. This is what He has given us. This is a great, great gift. A great gift from God that He has given us as His children. That we can depend on Him. That we don't have to worry about the things of the world. We don't have to worry about the cares of the world. All we have to do is be rooted and grounded in Him and in His Word and believe that He is going to do what He said He would do. Amen? Matthew's. Now, before you go to Matthew's, I want you to go to Isaiah, the 41 chapter, verse 10. That's Isaiah, the 41 chapter, verse 10. And I'm coming out of the King James Version. And this scripture is a scripture that I apply to my life daily. Amen? And I have to remind myself what the Word of God said for me. And the Bible says in Isaiah the 41 chapter verse 10, "Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
Hallelujah.
You don't have to worry about nothing. You take that word and you apply it and you believe it and you have faith and you wait on Him to move. Amen? I believe His word. When I cite the word of God, I believe it. It don't just come in my mouth, it's in my heart because I believe it. Amen? So when situations arise or circumstances come, then I can take out the word of God and I can apply it to my situation. And not only that, my faith must connect with the word of God. So when my faith connects in the spirit realm, I watch and wait for God to manifest His Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. The next scripture is Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 through 30. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. That's Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 through 30. And it reads, "Come to me, all you who are labored and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Know me in a most excellent way. Get intimacy with me." Amen? "For I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, oppressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne." It's nothing hard about it. Just rest in Him, believe Him, have faith, trust that He will work out your situation, trust that nothing is too hard for Him. He wants you. He wants you to come to Him. That is why He is here for us. Amen? God gave us Jesus. What a beautiful gift. Utilize the gift. Utilize the anointing. Utilize whatever He has for you. It's yours. These are the gifts for the Christians. Utilize it. Take out your sword. Execute your authority. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. The devil knows who he is. It's time for us to know who we are in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. The next thing is, rather than having a divided mind concerning your situation, we are to look to God in any given situation of our lives. Rather than having a divided mind concerning your situations, we are to look to God in any given situation of our lives. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Either you're going to have the mind of Christ or the mind of the devil. It's either or. Amen? And I know everyone here today wants the mind of Christ. And not only do we want it, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Amen? Go to Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 1 through 7. That's Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 1 through 7. And I'm giving you a lot of scriptures because I want you to be able to execute your authority and know who you are in Christ. And when the enemy comes to try to remind you who you are not, then you can remind him who you are. Amen? So we must get the word in our heart, and we must know and understand the word of God to be effective in God's kingdom. Amen? That's Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 1 through 7. And it says, "Fret not thyself because of envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thy dwell in the hand in the land, and verily thy shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And it shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Trust him. The word of God say, trust him. Prove him. Prove him.
Praise you, Jesus.
Trust him. Amen. Do not be envious of somebody else is doing well, or God is raising them up, but trust him. Because what God has for you is for you. Amen. He wants to bless each and every one of you in his timing. But we must wait patiently on the Lord. Amen. Patiently. And I believe when God is not moving, when we pray fervently, it's because he wants to do something within us. And if God has not moved in a situation in my life that I have prayed about, then I go back and examine myself. Lord, what are you doing in me? What attention do you want from me? What do you want to do, Lord God? I surrender. When we don't see God moving right then, God wants to do something within you. He could be instilling patience. Some of us don't have patience. Somebody rub us the wrong way, be ready to go off. God say, no, I want to deal with that. Amen? So allow God to do the work in you. Allow God to do that. The next scripture is Psalms, the 42nd chapter, verse 11. That's Psalms, the 42nd chapter, verse 11. And it reads, why art thou cast down, O thy soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. I will praise him when it's going good. I will praise him when it's going bad, because I know that God will deliver me in his timing. Amen? Why are you despair? Hope in God. There's no need to be despair. There is hope in Jesus. There is hope in him. He are our hope. Amen? Hallelujah. The next scripture is Psalms, the 55th chapter, verse 22. That's the 55th chapter, verse 22. And it reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. I provoke you today to trust him. I provoke you today to he will sustain you. Try him. It's time to release it. It's time to let it go. Let God be Lord. Let him rule. Let him reign in your life, in your situation, in your circumstances. Amen. Go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 32 and 33. That's Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 32 and 33. And it reads, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you seek him first in his kingdom, all these things got to be added. Because you are seeking him first, because he already knows your needs. He already knows what you are going through. Nothing has caught God by surprise. Amen? Nothing catch him by surprise. You do your work, and he will do his. Our job, is to worship and praise Him, to seek Him in all our ways, because He made each and every one of you for one reason, and that's to worship and praise Him. And He desires and He longs for it, and He wants it. Amen? And when you get into that place where in a secret place where you can long for Him, then His presence shows up. Worry has to flee. All your circumstances has to go. All your situation has to go. Because He lives and He dines and it has to go. Amen? The next thing I want to talk about is looking to God, and prayer should be our response. Going to Him in prayer. How many times we'll get on the phone and we'll call somebody else to do the work for us? Time out for that. We're in a place and we're coming into a time where you're not going to be able to get on the phone to call somebody else. It's time to get to know God for yourself. Every one of us, each and every one of us have the same opportunity, and He wants to do the same thing within each one of you. Amen? All of you have been called. Going to somebody else first and not God provokes jealousy. He said He's a jealous God and He will have no other gods before Him. Can people become a God? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Every time you have a problem, you go and call somebody. No, go seek God for your situation. I trust you. Amen? Go to Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 34. And these are scriptures I'm giving you to help you along the way when the enemy trying to come back and manifest itself. Amen? And you can take out your sword and you can apply it to your situation, to your circumstances, and you can let Him know that God rules and reigns, and I have the authority over you, Satan. Amen? That's Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 34 and 36. And it reads, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." 36. "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Amen? And then the Amplified Bible reads, that was the King James Version I just read, but the Amplified reads, "But take heed to yourself and be on your guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea and self-indulgence, drunkenness and worldly and worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, unless that day come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose." 36 in Amplify. "Keep awake then and watch at all times. Be discreet, attentive, and ready, praying that you may have the full strength and ability and be accounted worthy to escape all these things taken together that would take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man." The Amplified broke it down beautifully. Amen? Be much, constantly watch and pray. Constantly, constantly. Amen? Go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6. That's Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6. And I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible with this verse. And it reads, "Do not fret. I have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition," which mean indefinite requests, "with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Make your request known to Him. That is why He's there. He's waiting. He can handle every situation. Make your request known. How many of you today have made your request known to God? When the last time you made a request known to God? Amen? I make a request all the time. He probably saying, "Gene, okay, I hear you." I got it. I need you. That's why I call on him. I need him. I can't do nothing without him. Amen? And thank God for Jesus that he gave him to us. I appreciate him. And I let him know that often. And he likes to hear that. He likes to know that you appreciate him. Amen? Hallelujah. The next thing I want to talk about is when we pour out our heart in prayer to God, we must trust him. It's an old saying, if you're going to worry, why pray? If you're going to pray, why worry? Amen? We have to trust him. He wants us to trust him. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all his ways acknowledge him. You cannot trust yourself. You have to trust his decisions. Amen? Give it all to Jesus. Turn it all over to Jesus. Amen? Go to Psalms, the 62nd chapter, verse 8. That's Psalms, the 62nd chapter, verse 8. Psalms, the 62nd chapter, verse 8. And I'll be coming out the Amplified Bible. And it reads, trust in, lean on, rely on, and have confidence in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts before him. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us, a fortress and a high tower. Pour it out. Pour out your heart. That's why he's there. He's waiting with his arms open wide. He's waiting for you to bring it all over to him. He's waiting. Amen? Trust him. Believe in him. Lean on him. Rely on him. Amen? The next chapter is James, the 5th chapter, verse 15. That's James, the 5th chapter, verse 15. And now I'll be coming out the King James Version with this scripture. And it reads, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Amen? He will forgive you for your sins. But he don't want us to keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again. At some place, we should get it. Amen? Amen? The next thing I want to talk about is the results of trusting God brings peace, and the spirit of worry has to flee. The results of trusting God brings peace, and the spirit of worry has to flee. Look with me to Numbers, the 6th chapter, verse 26. That's Numbers, the 6th chapter, verse 26, coming out of the Amplifier. And it reads, the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart and life continually. Flee from stress, emotions. Amen? You'll be free from stress and emotions. Again, this is for the believers. This is for the Christians. Amen? Take his word. Apply it to your situation. Learn of him. Know who he is. Know who he is. I got four more scriptures for you. The next scripture is Songs, the 94th chapter, verse 19. That's Songs, the 94th chapter, verse 19. And it reads, in the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheers and delight my soul. In the multitude of my anxiousness, my thoughts within me, your comforts, it comes and cheers me. It delights my soul. It brings life back into me. Amen? This is what God wants to do for us today. And I include myself because that spirit tried to raise his head every now and then, and I have to remind him that he does not live in me. Amen? The next scripture. That's John, the 14th chapter, verse 27. John, the 14th chapter, verse 27. And I'll be reading for the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." Thank you, Jesus. "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and imitated and cowardly and unsettled. Do not allow yourself." Amen? Stop being fearful. Cast out the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Again, when the enemy speaks those lies to you, you remind him. You quote that scripture. "God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. I have a sound mind. I will prosper in his ways. I will do the work of the Lord." Amen? The Bible tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak, that's what you become. So are you blessed or cursed today? I'm blessed. Amen? Watch the words that come out of your mouth. It's very important. If the word says it, then it must have something to it. Amen? And start speaking life into your children. When you see your children going one way and going, you as a powerful man of God, you will walk into the things of God. You're a powerful daughter of the Lord. Amen? Speak into their life. I speak to every situation. I remember about maybe 3 weeks ago, I had a little financial problem going on at that time, and I was sitting there, and the spirit of worry tried to seize me, and I began to hear the voice of the Lord. He began to speak to me and told me to put on my praise and worship. I began to put on my praise and worship tape and just praising God and worshiping him. And I heard this voice say, "Call them. Call them. Call." Because I had been annoying them. I didn't have an answer for them. "You want money, not what I got to say." Amen. So I called them, and the Holy Spirit had gone before me and made the crooked places straight. And I got the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. And when God did that, immediately my faith increased. And I said, "Lord, I must share this. Because many of my brothers and sisters are being beat down with the spirit of worry. It has taken control over them. It has ruled and reigned in their lives and have taken the place of you, which is the Holy Spirit, where you rule and you reign." And I said, "Lord God, what do you want me to bring?" And he began to speak to me because I was kind of tossed and forth and back and forth of what to bring. And the answer was right there in my face. What better to preach something that you already have been through? It's coming straight from the heart. Straight. Amen? And those are the best messages that you can give. Because it is a blessing to know that you are not alone. Because some of you feel that you're alone. I'm going through this thing all by myself. Where are you, God? Where are you? I'm right here. I gave you the answer. I gave you everything you need. But you refuse to use it. This old saying says, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. But I say to you today, I anticipate to use it. Amen? Every chance I get. They say 24/7, but I say 28/8. Amen. The next scripture, and I have one more after this. That's Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. And I'll be coming out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "And God's peace should be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the word of God. Get it in your hearts. Get it in your heart and believe God. The last scripture, that's Colossians, the third chapter, verse 15. Colossians, the third chapter, verse 15. And again, I'll be coming out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ rule." Let me repeat that. "And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ rule. Act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state, to which as members of Christ, one body, you were also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. All glory goes to Him. And I say to you today, instead of worrying over our problems, further compounding our anxiety and stress, the Bible recommends taking everything to God in prayer. Because He rules, He reigns, He knows, and He understands better than man. Amen? And finally, meditating on the Word of God give us assurance and dispels our worries, our doubts, our fear, and our stress. Meditating on the Word of God dispels all negativity. Amen. Give Jesus Christ a hand. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask my better half to come up, and he's going to do the deliverance section for me. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Yes, my better half, which is Colonel Williams. Thank you, Lord.
How many of you were blessed by that message? Amen. 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 The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, that's Mark chapter 16, verse 20, the Bible says, "And the Lord working with them," working with the apostles, "confirming their messages with signs and wonders following." Now, we've heard the message, amen, on the spirit of worry. So we're going to believe by faith in Lake Hamilton that Jesus Christ is going to back up that word. He's going to confirm that word through the ministry of deliverance. Is that right? Listen, we're in a place, Lake Hamilton, that's impacting cities and impacting nations. I'm surprised, even on the East Coast, that many people who know about Lake Hamilton. So we're going to believe by faith that we're getting ready to dethrone the enemy. We're going to give him another black eye, and that's in the area of worry. Now, some of you may have had from an attachment of worry. Amen? That worry may be attached to some things like my wife had previously ministered about or she previously discussed. But we're going to believe that whatever that spirit of worry is attached to, that many of you are going to be delivered and been free today in Jesus' name. Amen? Heads bowed, please. Let's set the atmosphere for repentance. I want everybody to repeat after me while your heads are bowed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me if I have not trusted you totally in the area of finances, in the area of relationships, in the area of marriage, or even in ministry. And I ask you to forgive me right now because I've begun to worry. I know that worry, Father, can be a form of satanic meditation. And I don't want satanic meditation. I want to trust you and believe that you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. So I bind in the heavens above me principalities and powers, Matthew 18:18. I bind satanic thrones and dominions in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every demonic strong man, even within me. I bind every free-flying spirit that will try to reinforce other spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every wicked spirit beneath my feet. I bind water spirits in the lakes, in the rivers, in the reservoirs around this place in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I ask you, Father, as I stand upon Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, that you will send holy ministering angels to minister with the heirs of salvation. I am an heir of salvation. So I ask that the holy angels come and minister in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I can see where I've had some worry here. Go in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's good. That's good, Sister Jerry. Amen. Get ready to have a good time here. Come out then. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. I command worry. Worry in the marriage. Come out now in Jesus' name. Worry in the marriage. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of marriage. You worry that you shouldn't have gotten married. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Fear of marriage. Hatred of marriage. You've been hurt in the marriage, so you're worried. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them out. Breathe them out, people. Breathe those things out. We command them to go. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against divorces and separation. You're worried about family line curses of divorce and separation. You're watching your family members. The enemy is attacking them in the marriage relationship. Come on out now. Breathe them out and let them go. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Come on out now in Jesus' name. I come against worry about your mortgage. You worry about the mortgage. You're not able to pay your mortgage. You maybe your husband has left, or maybe the wife has left, and you're worried. Come on out now. Move. 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 Come on out now in Jesus' name. I come against worry about the car note. Worry about the utility bills. Worry about the bills. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on, release those things and let them go. All right, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against worry about your children. You're worried about the safety of your babies. You're worried about the safety of your son and of your daughters, and you're not surrendering them to the Lord. Come on out now, move. Come on out of there. Unlink yourself. Unlink yourselves now. Father, we pray Psalms 149. We bind the nobles to the kings, to the ruler spirits, and we command them to go in the name of Jesus. I come against fornication. I come against adultery. I come against destruction of the marriage. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against blocked communication in the marriage. He doesn't talk to me. She doesn't talk to me. Come on out now. Come on, saints. Breathe those things out. Don't be afraid. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Criticism of spouse. Criticism of your spouse. Come on out now. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I come against abuse. Abuse. Come on out now. Move. Come on. All the abuse spirits, line up. Hitting you, choking you, fighting you, biting you. Come on out. Slapping you, cussing you. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints. Breathe those things out. There you go. Breathe them out. Let them go. Threats. Threats and intimidation in the marriage. Come on out now. You've been worried about threats and intimidation in the marriage. Come on out of there. Go. Go. You've been worried about threats and intimidation in the marriage. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. All right. Come on. Broken bones. Come on. Come on out of there. Paralysis. Come on out there now. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Come on out of there. Go, go, go. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. Anger. You're angry at your wife. You're angry at your husband. Come on out of there. Rage and temper tantrum and anger. You're upset with them. You're mad with them. Come on out now. Breathe them out. Let them go, saints. Come on. Come on. Breathe them out. Let them go, saints. Let them go. Some of you are looking around. Don't want anybody to see you. Come on. It's time for deliverance. Amen. Come on. Let them go. Let them go. You don't want nobody to know what's in your house, but these demons are trying to destroy your marriage. Come on out. Let them go. Move. Move. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. I come against humiliation in the marriage.
I come against hitting your fist through the wall, hitting your fist through the wall. I come against kicking. Come on, I come against throwing. Come on, let them out in Jesus' name. All the abuse spirits in the relationships, come on out now. Mental abuse. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Mental abuse. Come on, physical abuse. Let them go, saints. Breathe them out and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I don't think we finished quite yet with the marriage relationship. Hatred of spouse. Hurt spirits. Hurt by spouse. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe them out and let them go. Cruel words. They said hurtful words to me. Cruel words. They said hurtful words to me. Cruel words. They said hurtful words to me. Come on out of there. Cruel words. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let them out. Let them go. Block sex. No sex in the marriage. No sex in the marriage. Sexual blackmail. Come on, breathe them out, saints. Come on. Don't be fearful that somebody's going to see you. Amen. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Out. Witchcraft in the marriage. Manipulation and domination and control. Manipulation and domination and control in the marriage. That's right. Come on. Come on out of there. We command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. Let them go. Witchcraft in the marriage. Come out now. Move. You must obey. You will submit to the authority of a believer. Come on out of there now. Manipulation and domination and control in that marriage relationship. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against blood curses in the marriage. All the blood curses, line yourself up. Come on. Blood curse in the marriage in Jesus' name. I come against curses on the marriage. Curses that you will divorce or curses that you will separate. Come on out of there. That's right. Move, 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 move. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against confusion in the marriage. I come against fear in the marriage. I come against right now treating your spouse like a child. He treats me like a child. She treats me like a child. Come on out of here now in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them out, Satan. Let them go. Let them go. Frigid in the marriage. I can't give myself. I'm cold in the marriage. I can't give myself to my mate. I'm frigid. Come on out of there. Come on, Satan. Breathe those things out and let them go. And let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. I come against right now all other forms of worry. You're worried about, amen. I'm worried about sickness. I come against the spirit of worry in the area of sickness or disease or infirmity. You're worried, will God heal me? I'm worried, or will I be healed? I'm worried, or will I live? Come on out now. All the worry spirits in the area of sickness, in the area of disease, in the area of infirmity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe them out and let them go, saints. Breathe them out and let them go in the name of Jesus. All right, rejection, bitterness, rebellion, bad temper. I come against a bad temper. Come on out, breathe them out in Jesus' name. Come on, bad temper, rage. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Double-mindedness, let them go, saints. Come on, breathe those things out. Breathe them out and let them go in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, all the worry spirits, all the worry attachments. Amen. Come on out, move. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've been blessed mightily. Some of you got some delivered. even I got some delivered. Today. Amen. My wife said, come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. All right. That's good, though. Amen. Sometimes you need to do it. Husband and wife need to cast out spirits out of each other. Is that right? Amen. All right. Thank you. Father, we just thank you, Father, how you confirm your word. Amen. With signs and wonders of following, and how many, many, oh Father, were delivered, oh God, in the area of worry. And we thank you for the message that has went forth. Now we pray, Father, that every area where the enemy had a stronghold, we pray you will release the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit will take up residence in every area. And we ask that, Father, you will restore them the image of Christ, that the image of Christ
will be restored to them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will walk with a newness, O Lord. O God, they will have a zeal and they will have a fire and a hunger for the Lord. Oh God, we just ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that as they went forth in deliverance, that you would just bless these people, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Come on, give Jesus the praise. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.